Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning, everyone. So glad to be here. It's been another really uneventful week. I'm glad to see the world returning to normal, people having choice in the communities to wear their mask or not, and business owners having the choice to do that or not. Choice is a good thing. Well, except for that school board meeting. That was interesting. But other than that, we're not going into politics on this show because that's not what we do. We're glad to see all of the numbers continuing to decline and health increasing. I would say easily 90% of the patients are improving their health. They're exercising more, taking their vitamins, going to Nutrition World and visiting Ed, and coming away healthier than they were before the pandemic. And that is good. Ed, how's your week been?
It's been, as always, a very, very busy, and I'm thankful for it. You know, we've all been through the last year when we had some moments of pretty slow pace of life and traffic, and I remember always a lack of traffic, and I remember making a commitment to myself. If we ever get busy again on these streets, I'll never complain about traffic, and I am going to live up to that, because being busy and people out and about is the most promising thing we can do, because if our economy tanks, everything tanks. And I'm just thankful, like you are, that the world is opening up in reasonable levels. That is observable very clearly this week, especially with the new advice that if you've had the shots, then you don't have to wear a mask. And I am thrilled with that. I went to Acropolis night before last. Their employees are not wearing the mask, and several other restaurants I noticed are not. I did go to Rembrandt's last Sunday, and you know, downtown seems to be like a different city than Chattanooga in some ways. And I love Rembrandt's. I love that tomato artichoke soup that they offer and have for many, many years. And I respect them for having the signs up that says you must wear the mask still. Even though I don't agree with that, I have to agree that they have the right to say that. Well, every single person downtown was committed to doing that. And every person, I had to go and get my mask because I didn't know that was happening. Despite the fact that I think it shouldn't, probably they should loosen it, but I have to respect the fact that they have the right to do that.
You know, honestly, when I'm at a restaurant, if the people preparing the meals are wearing a mask, I honestly don't mind, because as a doctor, I know that protects all of us a lot more. So no problem there for me, but they should have the choice too. Yeah, we went to Nick and Norman's for Mother's Day. So have you been there yet?
No, where is that?
Nick and Norman's is right by the Choo Choo. So we were able to go, we talked about, I think last week, they're opening a nightclub right next to the Comedy Catch. And so looked in the windows there, they're doing the construction, very nice. But you know, it's growing in that area again around Aaliyah and the Choo Choo. And but Nick and Norman's, I can really recommend that. And their brunch is unique. I'll just leave it at that. I have pictures of the menu. It was so unique. But a funny place, you know, that's owned by, what is it, Greg Nicotero and Norman Reedus from The Walking Dead. You know, all the food, you know, they have weird names. They're, you know, all the products are high quality. You'll have to go and tell me how fresh they are and healthy. They're probably very unhealthy, but boy, did it taste good. And it was packed with people.
Love it.
All of the staff were wearing masks, which is fine. But I don't remember seeing anyone, maybe a couple of people outside walking around, but you know, everybody inside was just enjoying life again, and it looked normal.
Love that normal, don't we? Love it, love it.
And I didn't know how much I missed it.
Exactly. Well, how, you know, that is the nature of our life, is we, most of us do not recognize until we lose something how valuable it was in our life, and that is on all levels. And I do want to say, just to end the probable virus conversation on my side, and again, this is our opinions personally, not that of the station, there still is some fear-mongering constantly. I just see headlines at the gym when I'm working out on the news media, and you know, the words they use that are just trying to grab us. It's really propaganda in my mind, because it's so exaggerated, it's not truthful. You know, they take a teeny bit of truth and then pour a lot of gasoline on it and light it. It's what I think they do. But again, we're dealing with a virus that has far less than 1% death rate. And I looked up what heart disease percentage of death rate is. It's 4.6%. So that's 18.6 times greater death rate risk with heart disease than this virus ever thought about being. And so keep that in perspective when you think about it.
Yeah, but I will say too, you know, the opinions are highly polarized, mm-hmm. and again, not going into the politics of that school board meeting last week, but just looking at the polar opposite viewpoints, people are vocal, shall we say, about that, and they feel extremely strongly in their viewpoint. I'm more in the middle, you're more in the mm-hmm. middle, and have a more moderate view of this, and I want people to have choice, but wow, that was some yelling going back and forth, and that's what we've got in this country right now, and it is the fear-mongering that's making people do it.
Sure is, absolutely, because there's a common sense middle ground, and not the first few months, there wasn't. We did not have the information necessary to make the kind of valid, intelligent decisions in April last year and March, but we do now. We do now. I will repeat from last week, I did order some at-home test kits for COVID. Abbott Binax is the name of it. You can order that online from CVS or other drugstores.
And how much did they cost?
They were $29. And the reason I did is, you know, what if I'm going over to an elderly person's home and I feel rotten? I woke up or something and I'm feeling rotten. Mm. And I don't know why or how. I'm not going to go stand in a line and wait and play the game of please test me. No, I want this stuff in my house ready. It's called personal health care. And that's what we need to do, is have a toolkit ready. So when you're going to Granny's house next weekend in North Carolina, and on Friday you're maybe not feeling well, just take the test, and then you'll know, yes, I'm sick, or no, I'm not.
You know, I would be interested to know all of the details, the true positive, false mm-hmm. positive, the true negative, false negative numbers, if we can ever get those.
They do have those, and it is not quite as accurate as the normal swabs that you would do in your office, but it's still in the 90% plus range of being accurate, and the convenience is amazing. So, no, is it perfect? No, but how many things
are? So it's probably more sensitive than specific. Probably. We'll have to find out. Yeah. We'll look at it later.
Yeah, and I do want to make a big thing on the on something called NAC, N-acetylcysteine, that is Amazon and Whole Foods has removed all of it from their market. They're not going to sell it because of a big controversy, not with its risk, with the fact that the pharmaceutical company is going to try to make it prescription. This is a natural product that was used extensively last year to keep the lungs healthy, and I have used it for many, many years. I'm right now stocking up on a five-year supply for myself. We sold yesterday 113 bottles, and that was the first day that it was announced that it's going to be probably made prescription item, but I'll talk more about that in a little bit further.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But that's what we do here on Vital Health Radio.
That's right. That's the whole point of the show, not vanilla flavor. We want all the flavor. We don't Neapolitan anyway. I want to say real quickly, again, we're always talking about food. I'm really getting disappointed in not having a really good Mexican place to eat, and here's the reason. I don't do it often because I do kind of live in a keto lifestyle, which Mexican is not really too conducive to that. But on weekends, I eat more carbs. But what they're doing at these restaurants now, and I truly don't believe that the owners have any idea, but they're adding MSG to their foods now, and it is devastating to people who are sensitive, as I am. My pulse rate will go up 30 to 40 beats a minute. My sleep will be non-existent that night, and I'll be nervous because of MSG. And what's happened is these salesmen will come in from the restaurant supply houses and say, oh, we've got these new flavor enhancers. Well, you can hide MSG under the word natural flavors by the FDA's ruling. How ridiculous is that? So these, even if the owners are looking at the ingredient list, they'll come out and say, oh, no, we don't add MSG to anything. Well, they don't add it, but they don't know it's in the mixes that they're having to pour on the beans, the hamburger meats, and the things they're fixing.
There's nothing natural about that.
No.
So why can they call it? That's ridiculous.
Now, I also use the word yeast extract. Now, that could be a little more legit, but the word natural flavors? No.
Let me encourage you a place to check out for me, though, and that's pretty sure you hadn't been there. Mezcla, down the street from where I live, M-E-Z-C-L-A. So it's on the corner of Market and whatever that is. Is that Cherokee?
I saw the sign there,
yeah.
I know.
So I want you to go and check it out for me.
Okay. I'm going to find a place.
The food tastes great, I'll tell you that much.
Okay. Well, keep in mind.
Maybe it has a lot of natural flavors.
Well, keep in mind, what MSG is a flavor enhancer. That's one reason they do it. And it's addictive. The more you eat it, the more your brain kind of craves it. But you don't know you're craving basically a drug. All right, my friends, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be having a nice conversation about the pink
yes.
event coming up. That plus a lot more. I got a whole list of goodies to speak about. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, of course, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And we have a great, interesting guest, Brittany Hennessy, from the Breast Services Manager at CHI Memorial Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Brittany.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You know, we're going to talk just a few minutes about the Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center. And again, I think everyone in this town knows certainly that setting and clinic. And always when we speak about this, I always have to put my little bit of 2 cents worth in from many, many years ago. Mary Ellen, wonderful individual, extremely brave, journeyed through many different levels of cancer and treatments. But she was one of the most outspoken proponents of the power of nutrition, along with the power of normal traditional treatments. She was way ahead of her time because she took it upon herself to combine the value of strengthening her own body. She would come to me probably 50 different times over the years, and this was 25 years ago, I know. It may have been longer, I'm not sure. But she was a real hero, and she really affected a lot of people because she spoke of the power of lifestyle and not just prevention, but on staying well and getting well from sicknesses like she had. And she had lived a lot of years that were probably not predicted. So that's just my little bit of history with knowing Mary Ellen Locher. So today, what does set Mary Ellen Locher Breast Center apart from other places? What makes it special?
First of all, we have the shoes of Mary Ellen Locher to fill, which of course are huge. But it's the compassion we show our patients, and it's also that it's a one-stop shop. You can have your mammogram, you can have your ultrasound, you can see a surgeon and be biopsied all on the exact same day. And so that's hard to find, and that's what Mary Ellen Locher wanted. She wanted to stop that gap between the time you found out something might be wrong to the time you had your biopsy. Sometimes it was that anxiety between them was just uncalled for, and she knew that we could do that better, and we are, thanks to her.
I love that, because you're exactly right. It's uncalled for, and it's really I love to hear the fact, the efficiency that Memorial is instituting on this and other conversations that we have had with other Memorial experts.
And we're so thankful to have you guys downstairs in our building at 4700 Battlefield Parkway. But how many locations do you have now?
We have four. We have our Glenwood location, of course, our Parkway location, our Ottawa location, and then Hickson location. But we also have two mobiles, so that means we have a location anywhere that's needed within the Chattanooga region.
Did you have two last year, or is that a new coach?
We did have two, but we replaced our old one. Her name was Betsy. We name our coaches, and she was from 2005. And so it was time to replace her, and we were able to replace the machine on the coach as well with a 3D imaging machine. So now we're able to offer all the rural counties and in Georgia, Tennessee, Alabama, North Alabama, 3D imaging.
So you have a 3D mobile imaging mammography.
Yes, sir.
Nice.
We do. That's our latest.
Well, I'm sure that's a ton of money to have that kind of equipment, especially mobile. I know years ago I did attend the Pink Gathering. Tell me and listeners a little bit more about what's coming up with that this year.
So it's a little bit different this year, but we're embracing it, and we're still just excited about it. It's going to be virtual, so there's still tickets available, by the way. But you can you'll get a party feast, and it has your food, it has champagne, a special cocktail. And you'll be able to virtually watch Party on the Moon, who will be performing live, and kind of have your own little dance party at home, which kind of fits. We didn't know it at the time, but it fits the theme, which the theme is a night in the Emerald City, and there's no place like home, where you'll be celebrating with your close friends. So,
are you thinking of going back to in-person maybe next year?
That is definitely our goal, yes.
All right. Of course, we'll keep supporting you, but nothing like in person, I'll tell you what, but
no.
I'm glad y'all are still doing this. This will be nice.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm glad, even though it's still not in person, I'm glad the routine and ritual is still going, because that's what keeps the momentum, at least at some pace. And so lastly, I guess, for people who are listening, I'm always curious, because I'm on the other side of the fence. If someone doesn't have insurance, how does that work if they're feeling the need for some diagnostic testing with you?
This was also a vision of Mary Ellen Locher's. She felt and strongly believed that, insurance should never be a barrier. And so we are able to offer that. We get grants and are partners with a lot of nonprofits that donate to us. So if you don't have insurance, we have grants that will cover that. It's no cost to you. And so you say, yeah, that's real nice if I have a screening mammogram. If I can't do anything about it because I don't have anything past that, how is that supposed to work? We have financial assistance at the hospital. We make a way. We do. We always make a way for our patients. And we have so many patients that, can give us their testimony that, I didn't have insurance and they treated me the same and I was covered. So that's our passion, is definitely our indigent patients.
Yeah, I can attest to that. They really do, Ed. They take care of their people, a lot of people. I'm curious about something. I've been seeing all the signs for Color Chattanooga Pink. Can you tell me more about that?
Yes, yeah, so it's our week to kind of just get prepped for Pink, and we absolutely love it because you really get to see how Marion Loker Breast Center and Marion Loker herself has affected and changed Chattanooga to be so aware of breast cancer, and you can see how it's trickled down, you know, to the next generation. All the, you know, storefronts being pink, offering pink drinks, you know, social media tagging Color Chattanooga Pink in your post. It's touching to see, but it's so exciting that there's this many people who are, you know, on the awareness of breast cancer. It's really inspiring.
That's awesome, and what a legacy Mary Ellen left in this town, because she was, again, a hero. I knew her quite well, and I hope I can leave half of any that kind of legacy, because look at the rippling effect of, yes, her disease, yes, a lot of challenges and suffering along the way, but how many people have been helped by that? And that's the mystery of life sometimes. You know, we classify things as bad, but sometimes they actually turn out to not be bad in the long run when you take a step back and look at the big picture. Well, that's wonderful, Brittany. For anybody who wants to learn more about this, where would they need to go?
Go to chmemorial.org/pink.
That sounds fantastic. Well, thank you for joining us today, Brittany, and I'm sure you will be getting some people be looking in right at this moment, and all the best to you for the rest of your day. And I want to continue on just for a couple minutes here. I want to make sure I get a couple points in. Again, I mentioned the fact that something that I sell and have been a big, big devotee of for many years, called NAC, N-acetylcysteine. Amazon and Whole Foods has removed it from their marketplace because the FDA wants to make a prescription. The reason they do, it's already in emergency rooms because it is a natural product for Tylenol poisoning and other things. But during last year's pandemic, it became a mainstay for open-minded individuals only, not those that believe in all the propaganda, but those who want to step outside the box somewhat. It helps the lungs to stay healthy like nothing else. And I'm putting back 5-year supply for myself. We sold 113 bottles yesterday. Please, if you know anything about NAC, and if you don't, you can go to Facebook on Nutrition World or Instagram, and I have a 3-minute video explaining why you want to have NAC as we age. Now, young people don't need it. Middle-aged, maybe. Older ones, yes. But please, please be aware that this might not be available in the coming month or two. So NAC is important to have some, put some back. And I want to make sure we've partnered with a company called Mayfly Coffee. They're up on Signal Mountain, and we're now offering freshly brewed coffee. It's pesticide-free. It tastes fantastic at Nutrition World every single day till about 1 p.m. And that's, you know, I'm just a coffee connoisseur, and I think you are too, aren't you, Dr.
I am. You, did you say you stop at 1 p.m.?
We stopped selling the coffee
at 1 p.m.
That
is way too early.
We're trying to help people, son. I mean, insomnia is epidemic.
There is no bad time to drink coffee.
The half-life of coffee is way too many hours if you drink it past 2.
Oh, you're a wimp.
Yes, I am. And speaking of sleep, again, I talked the past three shows about my ring that analyzes my sleep levels, called Oura, O-U-R-A. Bigger fan every week that goes by. It's helping me to really put together and unravel the mystery of why have I had insomnia for so long. Well, not really why, but how can I address it with tweaking and putting together a system that is promoting better sleep instead of less, because it breaks down my sleep patterns from REM sleep, deep sleep, light sleep, no sleep, and it's far better than Fitbits. Those do not analyze the level that I'm talking about. And I want to make sure, again, that everybody knows that you, last year, and Nutrition World got best of the best mm-hmm. in the categories. And we got best weight loss, best health food store, and one other best. Well, that's something. I forgot the third one, but it's coming up. So please, people, keep it in mind. If you are on a website or you see it pop up, I would be very honored if you would vote for us if you feel that we deserve it. only then. And I also want to say real quickly that we do blood work, of course, every Tuesday and the last Friday of the month at Nutrition World. And this month coming up, next month, we're going to do a weight loss panel for blood work, because so much of people's inability to lose weight, not off always, but sometimes it's due to, you know, too much insulin or slow thyroids or some other imbalance of the chemistry of the blood. So please know we're going to have this panel. Not sure the price yet, but it's going to be available for you as of next month.
And you can also see your primary care provider at CHI.
Bingo.
We can do that as well.
Yes.
But it's good to have partners in crime all over the town.
And
Ed does good prices for lab work. I will give you that one,
too. Thank you. And, you know, the thing is, you can do it and then go to your professional like Dr. Green or those who know. And I will have to put that in. Not everyone knows how to look at these numbers and then help the patient or client with the advice. Dr. Green is certainly one that does know all of that information.
And we really don't mind. I've had plenty of people go do blood work with you and then bring it to me. Why not? Doesn't bother me at all.
Great. Well, that you're so level-headed and not ego-based. And, you know, many people don't know that Nutrition World does carry salmon and organic beef and bison and all the local coffee and local cosmetics and local this, local that. And then I know I'm going to run out of time quickly, but I downloaded an app, Dr. Green. It's called VIVOO. And what's so cool about it is I have these test strips that I purchased from the company. Well, I will take and urinate on this test strip. I'll put the test strip down and then take a photo of these 10 parameters. And about a minute later, I get all the results back with liver, kidney, UTI, hydration, ketones, pH, and two or three other things. And it is outstanding. I'm going to show it to you during the break here, my results from that. And I just love the fact that we're getting more personal medicine, but we can monitor ourselves, which then allows you to go to who you trust and your experts at that point. But it's VIVOO for those who want to download it on their app. Yeah, you do have to order the test strips. And if you're in Nutrition World, I can show you what they look like. But really cool technology. Love it, love it, love it. Guess what? Time to take a break already. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Dr. Lasar, our most noted and often guest in this studio.
He certainly has the prize.
He does. And him and his wife, the best-looking couple in town, too. We've got that plus more to come for Dr. Green. I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we also have a couple great guests in here today. We have Dr. Lasar, who's our number one most frequented physician and guest in the show, and
Roxanne Phillips. She is one of the nurse practitioners that works with me on a daily basis at Vascular Institute. And I'm going for the mascot award, Ed. That's what I'm really hoping for. So if you actually award that to me, I'll put that on my resume.
That's possible. That would be quite impressive too. I do know.
Well, we do brag about you a lot.
Yep.
And for
sure. We have some big month here talking about, and we've actually talked about it, I think, a little bit last week on blood pressure and stroke awareness month. And you know, this is a very interesting issue with people, because one is most people don't feel bad when they have high blood pressure, and there are multiple opinions on what we do, what can we do about it. Lifestyle intervention is very powerful in most cases. I will be honest, and I know you would agree with this from my side, even though I'm not practicing physician, in 42 years of helping, I think, a lot of people, tens of thousands, with lifestyle advice, there's a chunk of people who lifestyle doesn't affect their blood pressure and a chunk that they do. So it's not like it works for everyone, but I think it's very valuable to know the lifestyle and then attempt to do it with that. And then even if you have to do medicine, sometimes less medicine. So Dr. Lasar, what is the number one risk factor of running around day to day, year to year with modest to high blood pressure?
Well, I think it's you know, we talk about it as the silent killer, and you know, it sounds like a, you know, it's a pretty powerful phrase to talk about it that way, but it's what tends to happen is year on year you start getting this domino effect that the American Heart Association talks about, and it's where you start to have this chronic damage inside of the body, and that can affect things like the brain. And so high blood pressure is the number one cause for stroke. And for our region, we have actually one of the top four stroke centers in the country. And that is an amazing thing to have, because there's incredible physicians that take care of patients in this region. But that's such a sad thing to have. I mean, that means we need it. That means we need to have a center like this. And why is that? It's because we have a lot of unresolved problems that are in our communities. And blood pressure is one of the major things that starts very early and can lead to very serious long-term problems.
Absolutely. And like you said, it's silent in almost every case. I know a few people may have headaches with they spiking and such. Of course, we also live in an area that we have a modest amount of people who really embrace exercise, lifestyle, nutritional therapies, but we have a lot of people who don't. I mean, I'm still amazed, even being almost 64 and watching people's health habits and shopping habits, when I go and watch the grocery carts filled with Cokes and fast-acting carbs and the salty foods. Almost all processed foods have way too much sodium. I don't think all people need to be on no-sodium diets, but we're eating way too much of that, and that is a risk factor, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely is. And we're you know, the physicians and the Roxanne and I are, you know, we're on a spectrum here. Ed, you know, you tend to take care of patients that are people that are healthy. They're seeking to be better at their health. And Chris, you tend to kind of be run in the middle there. You're trying to just keep people healthy. Roxanne and I, we see people on the unhealthy side of the spectrum, and where they've had significant damage in their arteries for years, usually related to high blood pressure, which we're talking about, but also high cholesterol that's uncontrolled, or diabetes that's uncontrolled, high sugars, and then lastly, people who smoke. And it's endemic in our region, and it's taught from generation to generation. Mm-hmm. And you know, one of the main things I would say, I would tell, if you can get something out of this talk show, is if you do not have a primary care doctor, go find one. Get a primary care doctor. Chris, what do you do every day? How do you help people to kind of stay healthy in what you do?
Well, and I guess we really are in the middle of that road, and you are on the more disease spectrum. You know, I guess every day it's a mix of preventive care and also maintenance of care. So, I mean, that's hard to sum it up in just like 30 seconds, but so many people we are following to make sure their known history of diabetes, cholesterol disorders, high blood pressure are all stable. They're at goal, looking for anything we can do to help them better themselves, both naturally and with medication. And, you know, so many that they're just coming in for preventive medicine. And, you know, I'd say that's the majority of what we do in primary care. And it's a great blessing to have people come in. We identify a lot of risk factors they may have, whether it be smoking or high blood pressure, maybe pre-diabetes. I always tell them that's a wonderful diagnosis to have, because we're going to prevent diabetes for the rest of your life. And my wife tells me that's not motivational, Chris. You know, that it would make her mad. But I'm like, it's motivational to me, so it does work for me. And that, I would say, is the greatest pleasure, is helping people prevent the problems down the road. You really don't know what you prevented, but you know you did.
Yeah.
You know, all those strokes and heart attacks that people didn't have.
Yep, and that's really kind of what it's about. It's about health. I mean, health is one of those things that we all just think that we're healthy until we're not. And then when we're not, it's like the light switch is off and the damage is done and you've had a stroke or you've just had your first heart attack. That's disastrous for your overall health. You know, Roxanne and I were just talking a few minutes ago, and I was like, well, you know, she's now at our North Georgia office in Fort Oglethorpe, and I said, how many of our patients are coming in have a primary care? And I was really curious about your response.
I would say probably about 20-25% of the patients that we see, or at least that I've seen in North Georgia, aren't attached to any kind of primary care physician or provider.
Really?
It's surprising. I mean, but I think there's something that's it's a taught thing. I was taught to have a doctor. Mm-hmm. I was taught to go to the dentist. I was taught to do certain things. And you know, some people just don't have that in their repertoire. They just don't have that through their knowledge. And smoking is fine when you're in the teenage years. Mm-hmm. I mean, mom does, dad does, grandpa does, everybody does. So there's some thought process. And Ed, you see people all the time coming in just trying to be healthy. And what do you see as?
Well, you know, I have a different group of people somewhat. Now, I do have those who are struggling terribly who have, most of them have been diagnosed already. They're not like self-diagnosing. They already know they have an issue, and they've chosen to try to use lifestyle and nutrition as their first resource, which is not taught in medical school. We know that. So they're accessing information from trusted individuals. And I would say half the time it works, because you said the perfect thing. You know, they're not just having one bad habit in life. They're having multiple issues because they're not sleeping well. That could be a risk factor. They're eating poor foods, processed, not exercising, not being hydrated, drinking too much coffee. We talked about coffee, Dr. Green and I, and you know, all these factors added together can raise, I mean, each of those could raise a number 2 to 3 or 4 points. But when you have 8 different issues, well, then you're looking at 150s, 160s, 170s on numbers, and that's terrible. But I do know there's a lot of power in lifestyle, tremendous amount that we're not aware of sometimes. And I love the fact when we partner with people like you and all three of you here, you're open for patients to say, okay, let's try it. You know, let's give it a run. I'll give you modest medication right now. Let's just keep checking. Because we know that patients and clients and customers are not real good at self-checking. They want, it's like driving, like my car. I would never take it to the shop if it didn't have that little light that came on and said time for maintenance. And I would for my body, but I don't for the car. But many people do that with their body. So they need someone who can monitor. Not everyone has self-monitoring skills. And I will say this, and I don't know if you tell your patients this, but I know from a lot of experience, sometimes we get inaccurate numbers at home because where our bladder's full of urine, you got to urinate or you'll have 5 points higher. You need to have been sitting for 5 minutes and the arm needs to be at the height of the heart. And many times you'll pop into an office and they'll throw you in a chair and they're going to take your blood pressure and they didn't ask if you peed. Well, you could be on medicine for that when maybe you could have done it with lifestyle. But that's just my 2 cents worth. And I do believe that the lack of magnesium, vitamin D, are two of the issues that can cause constrictiveness in the body. And that is, of course, plumbing gets constricted, means blood pressure goes up. So, and I do have a podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and I did one on blood pressure for those who want to learn the lifestyle habits and nutritional supplementation to do that. And the strongest thing to lower numbers is beet capsules, because it produces nitric oxide, which then relaxes arteries, but it has to be done twice a day. But working with someone like you and you guys and girls would be is imperative, because you need to know, they need to know what's really going on.
Well, I think the I love that analogy you said, the flashing light on your car. Well, that's your primary care doctor saying, mm-hmm. hey, you know, this isn't right. You should be doing something different about this. And, you know, Roxanne and I are always seeing the people, like you said, I can't believe it's 25%. You told me that. But that's an astounding number that don't
have... We're seeing the ones with the flat tires.
Yeah, we're seeing the ones with the flat tires who just wrecked their car. Mm-hmm. And, you know, now we got to rebuild the body or rebuild, you know, a process. And, you know, Ed, every time I listen to you, I try to learn something. And I think that you have a tremendous experience of what health is about. And so, you know, I'll just give you a personal anecdote that about 6 months ago, I went to my primary care doctor because I operate on about 1,000 patients a year. So I have to be healthy to think straight and do things, and I work out and I try to be healthy. But my nurse, the nurse said, hey, your blood pressure's, you know, 130 over 90, doctor. And I said, well, I just ran here, you know, it was fast as I could to, you know, because I was late for the appointment and what have you. But she said, you should check that again. And over this 6 months, I failed to do that. I didn't really think about that much. But over the last few weeks, my blood pressure, I've checked it, and it's too high. It was 130 over 90 originally, and today, this morning, was 124 over 84. Well, that doesn't sound bad, Chris. Is that okay? Ed, what would you do? Chris, what would you
134
do?
134 over 84?
No, 124 over 84. Mm-hmm. But according to the American Heart Association, that would be considered over 80 diastolic, so that's first stage of heart disease or of a blood pressure. So it's first stage of high blood pressure.
Well, I sure wouldn't just put you on a medication for that, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, that would definitely be lifestyle management. And I really tend to modestly disagree with standards that we can do at 25 years old naturally, that it, not you, but it, say at me at 64 years old, the aging body cannot function as it does at 25. Why? Because we've had a lot of miles. We've gone through a lot, and the arteries are not as flexible as they used to be. I think there should be some leeway on that, because to try to get to 120 over 80 for a 64-year-old generally is going to take some medication, probably. And I'm not always a fan of that, and sometimes I am. It depends on the person. One thing I will say is, by no means am I saying this by no means to brag, but anytime I get my blood pressure checked at a home setting or even an office setting, if they don't have a big cuff, mine is running 160 over 100. Well, why? Because my biceps are almost 16 and a half inches. These cuffs are made for 15 inches and less. And as soon as I get the big cuffs, well, I'm down to 125 over 82. But it's because of the size of the cuff. So you got to make sure your cuff size, if you're doing it home, if you're a big person, whether it be working out big or just weight big, you got to have the big cuffs. And you have to order that special. They do not come. I had to do it special through Amazon.
And you do have to make sure they've rested a bit. They're sitting properly. Yeah. Legs aren't crossed. And oftentimes that happens to us, because we really do run people in our office fast. Uh-huh. I mean, we really, really work fast. So, you know, they'll sit down. They'll have a blood pressure, you know, diastolic in the 90s. They'll go, but your nurse, I just ran up the stairs and your nurse ran me down the hall. Uh-huh. And that was 30 seconds ago, you know, right. And so we'll wait and check it afterwards, and it's normal. But see, I already know, Dr. Lasar, that you do everything right. So yes. I know you're exercising, you're running, you're hydrated, you don't smoke. For somebody we didn't know, we'd be going into all those things, all the history, all the physical, all the labs, and watching them, and lifestyle modification. I've honestly seen great effect with aerobic exercise and low sodium diet. I mean, mm-hmm. I've seen so many people completely fix, I mean, yeah. cure their own yeah. high blood pressure, and that's a great thing to see. But I don't have a lot of room to have you improve anything.
Well, that's where maybe I'm more interested in talking to Ed about this, because he does have some different ideas about, you know, the body and how.
You probably don't take beets, do you?
I don't take beets. No, yeah. No. No, but I have, you know, lost 10 pounds, and I now am on a low sodium diet, and I'm actually trying to, you know, practice what I preach, which is, you know, what you're supposed to do, right? I mean, that's how it's supposed to work. And I'm not terribly concerned. What I'm concerned about is the people that that tend to land in Roxanne in my office, and they have vascular disease, and they're always, always hypertensive. It's not like they're never, we don't find a 120 over 80 vascular patient. They're all hypertensive. Mm-hmm. And it's been unchallenged and unchecked for years. And because of that, there's damage. They're at risk for stroke, heart attack. They're at risk of vision loss, heart failure, kidney disease, sexual dysfunction. So these things are real. And if we pay attention to it early, you can prevent a lot of disease by just knowing your numbers and listening to some of the experts that are in this room.
I love it. I love your approach. And again, I just can't say enough about you guys, your philosophy, your experience, and how you help patients. And you're not just popping a pill. You're actually educating them to help the body help itself. And lastly, because we got to run real quick, but I know that the Chattanooga Fitness Expo, which your wife is very much involved in promoting, is June 5th at the Embassy Hotel on Gumbel Road. I am a big fan of these fitness contests, and I hope to be there to watch. And I would invite everybody to the Chattanooga Fitness Expo on June 5th. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. That plus more to come for Dr. Green, Ed Jones with Nutrition World. And stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
Are you a fitness fanatic into living a healthy lifestyle, or you just need the extra motivation to turn your health around? Well, I've got exactly what you need. Join us at the 2021 Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Vascular Institute at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on Saturday, June the 5th. We'll have bodybuilding and fitness at its best. Men and women will go on stage in competition showcasing the best physiques in Chattanooga. A lot more information is coming soon, but in the meantime, check out our website, ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. The spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, check out their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their app for Android or iPhone. Now, we have all experienced the state of severe fatigue. Maybe you were there at the end of one of your days this past week. I know that I was. Well, Vince Lombardi once said, "Fatigue makes cowards of us all." But does it really have to do that to us? Let's look at a couple of verses. Mark chapter 6, verse 31 speaks of Jesus when it says, "Then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, 'Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest.'" And Psalm chapter 62, verse 1 says, "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him." Sometimes the end of a really hard day comes, and with it the end of our supply of energy, and also the end of our courage for whatever the next day may hold. Elijah, a prophet of Israel, was a very strong man of God, unafraid to face any conflict. He had recently fiercely confronted hundreds of Queen Jezebel's priests. When Queen Jezebel learned of all the trouble he was causing her priest, she threatened to take his life. One would have expected Elijah to boldly face her, but he turned and ran. After running for a day, he sat down under a tree and cried out to God, "It is enough. Now, O Lord, take away my life." He was physically, emotionally, and spiritually exhausted. Immediately after that desperate prayer, God sent an angel who fed him and let him get some sleep. Perhaps your journey in life has become too much for you to handle, and maybe you are telling God that you've had enough. Go ahead, take care of your body, get a solid, healthy meal, and a good night's rest. We most certainly have our limitations, and it can be amazing how a bit of rest can change our perspective, allowing us to experience peace rather than an overwhelming anxiety. And then perhaps our strength and courage will return. As Winston Churchill once said, success is not final. Failure is not fatal. It is the courage to continue that counts. Let me close with Jesus' own words from John chapter 14, verse 27. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled and do not be afraid. And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. And I love the quote by Vince Lombardi. I've said that many, many times, that fatigue can make fools and cowards of all of us. And we've all been in that place. It really changes our perception. What good common sense and wisdom. I want to say really quickly, I'm always searching for ways to inform myself how to be a better human and live more productively and happy. Well, I found this lady, and it's on Instagram, and she is titled The Holistic Psychologist. And I love it because some of her stuff is outside the box, but it's really, that's where I live, is outside the box. But I signed up for her text message, and I get one almost every day. Well, this is the one I got this morning. May I love myself today. May I forgive past versions of myself. May I remember I was born whole and complete. And may I remember that I'm a living miracle. May I see beauty in all things, but also accept the heartbreak too, and find surrender in the ebbs and flows of life as I learn that all is in divine timing.
I like that.
Every day she sends something. I just know that there's so many of us who daily have struggles. If we're living, we're going to have a struggle. And just to get that on my text at the right moment can be pretty dang special. So
I may have to join you on that one.
The Holistic Psychologist. Hey, you know, my other podcast, The Holistic Navigator. So I've actually tried to text her to see if she wants to be on my podcast, because I've just been so impressed with her.
Maybe we could interview her right here one day.
That would be real cool. I want to say that we also have a new teacher at our center, our wellness center. He's doing a type of Tai Chi, and Tai Chi is an ancient art of movement that is thousands of years old, and it really has supported the health of many of the people on the other side of the earth for far better than gyms have on this side, probably, as we age. There's a guy named Jack Gilbert. He was a poet and an author, and it happened this morning before you got here, Dr. Green. I love reading him, and one of his statements this morning about life, his life, was every experience on this earth is a bargain. And that includes the ones that are difficult, because, you know, we don't learn much from the easy times. We only become the door really only kind of opens when we move through the hardships and sufferings, as you've spoke about many times on this show. And I just know that that's something that we tend to not always connect with. And I'm trying to do better all the time of doing that.
Oh, I agree. And I agree with Winston. It's the courage to continue that counts.
Absolutely. And that doesn't mean you're not fearful. It just means that you...
No, courage is moving forward even though you are fearful.
There you go. Real quickly, just last couple things here. I do want to say that we are offering a ton of different products on suntan protection. I'm not a big fan of the chemicals that are in most suntan products, and also bug repellents. Definitely not a fan of DEET unless you have to do it because you're in the midst of tons of mosquitoes. Then you don't want to get diseased because of that, so you choose your risk. But using these new products that we have, they have a strong smell, but they also are quite effective. I've really used them, and they do keep mosquitoes away.
And you'll be glad, and they do work. You'll be glad to know I have two of yours on my porch.
All right.
Yes.
All right, brother. All right. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition, Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group. And thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and courageous day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.